Hello and welcome back to Tib TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. And I'm joined by Ben Harrington today, who is a freelance business journalist and also editor, I believe, of Beatfield Blog. Good morning, yes. Ben. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. Very well, yeah.
Good, good. And where have you... You're a freelance journalist, so where have you been working over the past week?
Last week, I was working for the Mail on Sunday.
Fantastic.
Business section. Did a few pieces for them for this weekend section. mostly about private companies, to be honest, so may not be of as much interest to your viewers, but did a piece around the sale of half of Bupa's care home estate, the sale of a company called Whitworth's, which is a sort of food, snacks company, baking ingredients, and also a story around... a company called Number One Lounges, which is looking to sell a stake set up by a former award-winning theatre producer called Phil Cameron. So, yeah, a few stories in the section this weekend.
And these companies potentially could at some point come to the market?
Well, Whitworth sounds like it's going in not such a great direction, but Number One Lounges, yeah, eventually, but I mean, it's still quite small. It's only a sort of £50 million company. And there's a bit of private equity money in there, and you could see some eventually, if it continues to grow in a few years' time, I guess one day it could end up on the market possibly. But I mean, really, that is complete speculation at the moment. Yeah.
And in the space of listed companies, there's been quite a bit going on.
Good friend at the Sunday Times, Oliver Shah, had an interesting piece on the front page of the Sunday Times about how Shaftesbury was on bid alert because the sort of Hong Kong-based tycoon Samuel Tak Lee has now amassed an 18% stake in Shaftesbury. He's been a significant shareholder over the last few years, and at one point tried to launch, I think it was a sort of tender offer for a substantial stake, which didn't get anywhere. And anyway, so the Ollie's piece basically flagging up the fresh stake building, taking him up to about 18%, and it's reading between the lines, it seems like the company's a bit worried that he might be preparing to launch a full-on takeover bid, which is what Ollie's piece was suggesting. And the shares are up 4% this morning on the back of that story, it seems. So good story by Oliver Shah in the Sunday Times.
And Shaftesbury own quite a large chunk of Soho and I think Chinatown. So
yes.
That play there.
Yeah. So that was one of the main sort of M&A stories over the weekend in terms of listed companies. This morning we've had some news around BHP Billiton because it's been revealed that Elliot, you know, the activist investor, has built up a 4.1% stake in BHP Billiton and written to the company's board asking it to spin off its US petroleum assets. That would obviously lead to some significant M&A around those assets, possibly. And then I think we might have some figures coming this week from Tesco.
Yes, Wednesday.
Is that right?
So
there's quite a few eyes on what they, you know, if they elaborate more on the Booker transaction, because obviously over the last few weeks we've had some opposition to that deal from some of the largest shareholders, and it'll be interesting to see what Tesco have got to say around that.
I think Schroeder's came out and said Tesco were potentially paying a bit too much for Booker, and that was one of the concerns from the major shareholders.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. But then I think there was also was it Richard Buxton, possibly from Old Mutual, who was defending the deal, which I thought was quite interesting as well, because he's quite an influential name in terms of fund management and institutional investors. So, yeah. Actually, I did forget to mention when we were talking about the Sunday papers, the Sunday Telegraph did have a really interesting splash story in the business section that came out of an interview with Paul Polman, the chief executive of Unilever, which was written by a former colleague of mine, James Quinn. And he had quite a good line around what Paul Polman was saying in terms of how you know, rules around takeovers should be changed, and short-term shareholders should be penalised more than long-term investors. Long-term investors should be given preferential treatment, I think, was the general theme coming out of that piece. But actually, I thought that was a good splash, actually, to get those on the record quotes.
And then anything else exciting that we should be looking out for?
Well, yeah. How long have we got left? Just so I've got.
I've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah. So yeah. So well, one company that your viewers should definitely keep an eye on: TT Electronics, sort of small to mid cap company listed in London. And there are some rumours, and now we are really, really at the end of the show, part of the show where we're talking about speculation, unsubstantiated speculation. So. Really need to make that clear for your viewers. But anyway, TT Electronics, there's some rumours that of private equity interest in that company. So I'm doing a bit more digging around that situation, hoping to land the full story.
Good stuff.
There is some talk that I've written a bit about this on Betaville. About Tullow Oil selling its North Sea pipelines to Independent Oil and Gas, and my understanding is that that deal could is now inching towards announcement. Basically, I think there are quite a few different companies involved in some of these pipelines, including Perenco, which is a French oil and gas company. So it's taken a little bit longer than it than previously envisaged to get everybody to sign on the dotted line, but hopefully that could be announced in the next few days slash week or so. So that would be quite interesting as well for Tullow to finally offload that asset, and in the Independent Oil to get that asset as well. And the last one, which was going around late last week, was there was some bid speculation around a US-listed company called Wix, which is a sort of internet tech company. So, yeah, looking into that as well.
Good stuff. So lots going on. Hopefully, if these deals break, they'll break this side of Easter.
Possibly.
I mean, obviously, we'll see what comes out. But lots certainly to look into there. Ben, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.